Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. Manager Guardiola has refused to back down over his comments about the support. The manager was criticised for encouraging fans to turn up in greater numbers for the clash against Southampton after 38,000 of them watched RB Leipzig on Wednesday. Kevin Parker, General Secretary of the club's official supporters group, suggested Guardiola was out of touch, but Guardiola said Mr. Parker should review the comments. I will not apologise. Absolutely. I'm not going to apologise for what I said. I love this club. I'm part of it. Otherwise, I would not be in my sixth season here. Guardiola seems to suggest that the comments were misinterpreted, insisting he wanted to see as many fans down in the ground as possible, rather than to suggest it was a lack of supporters. Boss Guardiola has also backed Raheem Sterling to rediscover his best form, as talk suggests Barcelona will move for him in January. He's improved immeasurably since making the move from Liverpool in 2015. His form dipped at times last season, but he was one of the key players for England at Euro 2020. Guardiola said, "He's such an important player. I'm here to tell him he reached an incredibly high standard, and he's got to turn the standard we need for you is all of us. I'm pretty sure he'll get it, and I'm so optimistic that he'll have a great season." And two of these on the transfer front. Man City reportedly failed to sign Barca forward Ansu Fati as panic set in when it became clear Cristiano Ronaldo was going to be joining Manchester United. Reports suggested he made a late lunge for Fati in an attempt to try and sign him for a long-term deal at the Etihad Stadium. But reports suggest that they were far too late in the window and Barcelona were not interested. In terms of the team news for Saturday's game against Southampton, Emerick Laporte will miss out due to a groin injury, but Kevin De Bruyne and Phil Foden returned from injury midweek, although John Stones is ruled out because of a muscular problem. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.